Millions of farm workers throughout the U.S. work every year to plant crops, harvest them, and do everything in between. Among them are migratory workers who leave their homes for months at a time to take on what's often a risky job. Dana Cronin reports for Side Effects Public Media from Central Illinois.
About 100 migrant farm workers are living at an old hotel on the sleepy outskirts of Rantoul, Illinois. Every day at the crack of dawn, Samuel Gomez gets his temperature checked on his way out. The rest of the early morning crew loads onto a school bus for a 30-minute drive to a big warehouse where they sort good from bad corn that comes in on a conveyor belt. Gomez is one of the lucky few with access to a car, so he drives there with his dad and sister. He's been here all summer, starting in the cornfields. Now he's in the warehouse, where he spends most of his day cleaning. It's never an easy job, but the pandemic has added another layer of stress for these workers. Gomez has been traveling to Illinois as a migrant worker for 4 years. He lives in Mexico the rest of the year.
Bueno, yo la verdad me sorprendí cuando decían porque yo no conocía a nadie con COVID. Yo pensaba que era, bueno, que era, no sé, algo que no existía.
He says before arriving here in June, he didn't know anyone with COVID-19 and didn't think it really existed. Since June, the local health department has linked 21 cases to the hotel where Gomez and an entire crew of migrant workers are living. Once he witnessed the outbreak firsthand, he says the threat became very real.
Y pues ahí me dio un poquito de miedo nada más, porque no quería usar cubrebocas y eso. Pues ya después sí, siempre lo uso.
He says he was scared and started taking it seriously. He began wearing a mask for the first time, using hand sanitizer and social distancing. But not only is he living with 100 or so others at the hotel, he's also working at an indoor facility with them. He says there are fewer people working at the warehouse this year, and everyone's masked, so he feels safe. But he also lives and works with his 66-year-old dad and says he worries about him.
Bueno, está en él más que nada porque no lo puedo andar cuidando yo tampoco. Yo me cuido por mí y por ellos.
He says all he can do is be cautious for himself and his family. 24-year-old Josh works at the corn processing plant, too. We're only using his first name because he fears retaliation. He's an American, born and raised in Texas, and he grew up in this migratory lifestyle. His parents are migrant workers, too. He says this year feels different. Since the outbreak, there's been less socializing, no cookouts or parties.
It really feels deserted and it feels different. Like the air, you can smell the air in the mornings and it just feels way different, like way different. It's not the same air I breathe last season, you know. You feel it.
He also worries about COVID, but says he doesn't have a choice.
Either I risk it all or nothing at all, you know. I want to leave something behind, you know. I want to leave a print behind, you know. I'm not going to give up.
Many migrant workers make double what they could at home. It's a prospect they simply can't turn down, says Sylvia Partida, CEO of the National Center for Farmworker Health.
Economic necessity. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, this is their work, and they rely on this work to survive.
Her organization has documented COVID outbreaks among farm workers in 17 states, including deaths in some states. But because there isn't an official tracking system, she says that's likely an underestimation. For migratory workers like Samuel Gomez and Josh, Partida says the risk of contracting the coronavirus is heightened. They often travel in large groups, live in congregate housing, and are unfamiliar with the local resources.
There's been a lot of fear and a lot of uncertainty, and relying on organizations that might be able to assist them as they try to learn how to safeguard themselves.
She says it's up to the federal departments of labor and agriculture to protect these workers. But until then, they'll continue traveling to the next job and hoping for the best. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Dana Cronin.
This story was produced in partnership with Side Effects, Harvest Public Media, and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting.